everybody. I'm Bill Rabinowitz along with Joey Kaufman. We just had our weekly media session with Ryan Day and Jim Knowles today to kind of look back at the windstorm that was the Northwestern game and look ahead to the game. Would you say it's much anticipated or not against Indiana?
I would say it's moderately to low anticipated.
That's probably fair. Indiana.
I would say moderately. It's the second last home game. So if you want to go to the Horseshoe and watch the Buckeyes play where you don't have to pay like six figures to watch the Michigan game, whatever.
And worry whether they're going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to pay a decent rate and you have some popcorn and you expect the Buckeyes to win by a comfortable margin. It's your ball game.
Last week, Ohio State played a team that had lost seven in a row. Obviously, the conditions made it more of a game than we thought it was going to be, 21-7 over Northwestern. This week, Indiana's coming off a six-game losing streak. You know, it's funny, they beat Illinois in the opener, and they won two non-conference games that one was shaky against Western Kentucky, and they've lost six straight since then. They've been competitive, kind of, in the first half against Penn State and Michigan, and then gotten blown out in the second. This is not a good team. I'm not trying to act like they're a good team. They're not a good team. But for Ohio State coming off that performance last week, again, the win makes it so hard to even judge what's relevant or not. I think they want to put the hammer down this week.
Yeah, they played last week the last place team in the Big Ten West, and they didn't exactly put them away, I think, the way they wanted to and the way most Buckeye fans wanted to see them pummel Northwestern. That didn't happen. So now you get to try to play the last place team in the East Division, and we'll see if they can put down the beating that I think that most people expect. Mm-hmm. And I would think they should. It's the weather's supposed to be better in Columbus, for one.
It can't be worse.
You're not going to have a gale storm winds or anything like that. Yeah. So that's positive for the Buckeyes. We don't have a ton of clarification on whether Trevon Henderson will be back and join the running back rotation. It was a lot of Mayan Williams last week. It was all Mayan Williams last week, getting all the carries. But if there's at least better weather, maybe you don't have to rely on the run game as much. Maybe you can let C.J. Stroud air it out in the friendly confines of Ohio Stadium.
I'll correct you a little bit. It's not that we didn't get much of a clarification. We didn't get any clarification. Ryan Day said, basically, we're not talking about injuries. We'll find out Saturday on the availability report. I like the use of the word pummel. It's a good word.
When you cover Ohio State, you have to learn a lot of synonyms for beat down, manhandle,
overwhelm,
dominate,
route.
You don't want to use the same words over and over.
Fair enough. My son used to say pumble when he was little. He pumbled him, which I thought was a great word.
Another good one I don't always use is mollywop.
Oh, my favorite sports writing word is stymie.
That's a good one.
Stymie enough.
Yeah, you don't. It is a sports writer word because you don't really use it in everyday life. You don't only use it in your copy.
No. Getting back to the game, or at least, you know, probably the main topic of conversation today in the press conference was about Ohio State's troubles running the ball, particularly in short yardage situations. Ryan Day did not make excuses. He gave explanations, but he admits they have to be better. You have to be able to convert third and one, fourth and one, and they didn't do it successfully or consistently against Northwestern, a team they should not have much trouble with. So I'm sure that's a point of emphasis this week.
Yeah, I think the thing that seems to have bothered Ryan Day the most about the way they ran the ball on Saturday was the short yardage situations. There was one early on in the game where they had a third and one, and you think, okay, they should muscle their way for a first down.
Yep.
They got stuffed, and then it was fourth down, 1 yard to go. They didn't get it. So back-to-back plays, you need a yard against Northwestern, which came in with a rush defense that was ranked 111th in the FBS. I think that's the part that gives people some sweats about what could transpire in Columbus in a few weeks when Michigan comes to town, because that game is in one in the trenches and never felt like Ohio State was really as good as they wanted to be against Northwestern up front.
Yeah. Ryan Day was asked whether he would contemplate making any changes to the offensive line. He said no. We know that Matthew Jones, the left guard, is playing with, you know, some kind of foot issue. And he said, look, everybody is. I mean, that's just the nature of football at this point in the season. And that's true. There's no such thing as a healthy starter in big-time college football. But there's, you know, banged up and there's injured where you can't play or can't produce. And clearly Ryan Day gave the impression that Matthew Jones can play through whatever he's got. He said he's the five guys who are playing now, they believe are the five best guys. So I don't, you're not going to see any changes on the offensive line. And look, I don't think there needs to be. I mean, it's not like, you know, they're still the number one offense in the country.
They did have an option to make, if they wanted to make a change, they could at that guard spot, because you do have Enoch Vamahi, who's essentially a sixth man. And Matt Jones got called for holding on the first drive and got taken out, and Enoch Vamahi came in for him. So they do have somebody who they feel at least comfortable enough with to throw into those situations. But, I mean, Enoch only played a handful of snaps in that game. They went back with Matt Jones. So it's not it wasn't a case where they split the reps in that game. Yeah. But there's at least somebody on the bench they could at least turn to. But at other offensive line spots, they don't. It was an issue Ryan Day brought up in spring. They're not deep on the offensive line. So I think if they're going to fix some of their run issues, it's gonna start by with those five, with the running backs and with scheme, because I don't think there's a lot of other tools they can really pull out at this stage of the season.
Hey, look, Paris, the tackles are going to be high first-round NFL draft picks. You're not going to replace Paris Johnson or DeJuan Jones. You know, Luke Whippler's a solid, proven center. Right. You're not going to take him out. Donovan Jackson's a five-star guy. I thought he had some rough moments against Northwestern, but he's not in danger of being benched. So these are the guys. They just have to play better.
Yeah.
And honestly, Mike Williams has to run a little better in those situations. But Day said he's got to call better plays. And so there's lots of blame to go around.
Yeah, Day seemed to put it on everybody's shoulders.
Yeah,
it wasn't the
including
case.
Himself.
Yeah.
On defense, it was kind of a weird game because, hey, you only gave up 7 points. You feel pretty good about it. But Northwestern did gash them on their touchdown drive. They had another drive in the fourth quarter that they converted to third and longs. And Jim Knowles was not happy about that. But, so the conversions and some of the runs got to get fixed. But all in all, I think he's pretty satisfied with what his unit is.
Yeah, it seemed to me the underlying there were things you'd like to correct. You would like to not get gashed as much as you did on that drive. On some of the third downs, Brandon Silva, the Northwestern quarterback, was able to escape and make some plays there. On the other hand, that was a really weird game where the weather got weird. I think part of Jim Knowles' thought process seemed to be that don't let it get weirder. It's sort of you're playing against maybe a more run-heavy team than you expected going in when you start game planning Monday, Tuesday, and the weather gets worse. So I think that's kind of the other thought. It's like, hey, you held them to 7 points. They shut them out the last three quarters.
Yeah, that's true. And so, what's Ohio State now? Sixth in the country in defense?
I think so. Somebody mentioned them being sixth. Yeah. I don't know if that's total defense or yards per play, but they're making strides to being, what was it, a top five, top 10 defense that Ryan Day wanted?
I mean, there's no comparison with this year's defense and last, obviously. I mean, last year's defense just never, you never felt like they got a handle on their issues. I mean, Matt Barnes came in and kind of, band-aided it. But you never got the sense that they were all on the same page, all in sync, coaches and players. And you do now. I mean, I thought Ronnie Hickman played a really good game on Saturday. We know now that Zach Harrison and JT Tuimoloau are impact defensive ends. Jerron Vincent's played well in the middle. Tommy Eichenberg's playing at a very high level. Steel Chambers is dynamic. I mean, they've got a very good defense right now. And I thought Denzel Burke played well, especially in run support. Made some key tackles. So, I don't know how much they're going to get tested this week against Indiana. Indiana's offensive line is horrible.
They can't run the ball.
They really can't throw it very well. They don't have the dynamic receivers they've had in the last couple years. They've been hit by injuries. They're a mess.
They're kind of a funny offense in a way. They have a new coordinator in Walt Bell. And their quarterback will throw the deep ball a lot, among deep passes, 20 yards and more, second most in the Big Ten. And they run a lot of plays per game, 80 plays per game, which is the fourth fastest tempo in the FBS. So they run a lot of plays. They throw the ball deep a lot. They don't complete a lot of those deep passes. Those plays don't often work out for points. But I guess it should be a conditioning test, if nothing else, for Ohio State, because it's going to be a little bit of a track meet at times where they're going to want to accelerate tempo. And who knows? They've had times this year where they've had lapses in pass coverage. So I think they will at least be tested, and Indiana will look to throw the ball downfield. They should be able to be successful. If they don't, that would be then an eyebrow-raising thing.
Yeah. Ohio State's used to teams bleeding the clock on them, running a play clock down to zero to shorten the game. Unless Indiana changes its tactics, they're not going to do that, which which means that Ohio State's offense is going to be on the field a lot. You have a lot of possessions. This could be a pretty high-scoring game, at least on one side of it. We'll see what Indiana can do.
It could be lead to the type of game that if Ohio State's defense does what it's supposed to do and create some stops on third down, those could be some quick drives with their incompletions, get the ball back to the Ohio State offense and let them do their thing. But I'm sure the Buckeyes would like to put up a lot of points after last Saturday. They have, I think, a few shots they would like to take this week after really not being able to push the ball downfield much against Northwestern in a windstorm. But I think that just about covers it from the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Bill Rubino, I'm Joey Kaufman. Thanks for listening.